Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed. I am your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley. Today, Ross Allen Skorzewski. There's Ross.
He's
gone. He looks particularly good today. Ross is not here today because he is not feeling well. He has boo-boos. He's got boo-boos. Poor little Ross. Entering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons and trying to stay awake during the production of the show, making sure that you can hear and see us from our underground bunker in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas. Nancy's still here, though. She's floating around with her camera, checking us all out. Hi, Nancy. Anyway, this is how the show works. You can send us a question about anything about relationships. Actually, send a question about anything. we'll take anything.
We'll take it all.
Because we're bored. So we'll take just about anything. The way it works is you get to stay totally anonymous. Nobody in the world knows who you are. We, in turn, are brutally honest. We do this intentionally. We want to stay brutally honest. We just want to deal in terms of black and whites. We don't really get too much caught up in the shades of gray. There's lots of people who have lots of other mitigating factors and stuff, blah, blah, blah. You can't tell us all in emails. Quite frankly, we don't care. We're going to respond to whatever you send to us, okay? This is not marriage counseling, okay? This is not counseling in any way, shape, or form. This is just you listening to the show thinking, I wonder what they think about my situation. That's all it is. That's all it is. Okay? At some level, if you need, and by the way, we get more emails that we can answer. You send us emails, you don't hear from us. You need to go get help anyway. Go talk to somebody. Man, if you think writing to me is going to be your answer, you're crazy. For heaven's sakes, go get some help.
We can't fix it all.
You can't fix all this stuff. Certainly not in this format. However, perhaps there's something we can say that will enlighten you, spur you to action one way or the other.
Hurt your feelings.
If we think what you're doing is good, we will celebrate you. If we think what you're doing is wrong, we will castigate you. And there's pretty much not much in between.
No.
You either get celebrated or you get yelled at on the show. That's what the show is about. This is the premise of the program. So everyone just relax. This is how we play the game. All right.
Are you all done?
I'm irritated.
Time moving on from yesterday's show.
Yesterday's show still irritates me.
I know.
Goofball woman.
I know.
All these people, they love Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're having sex with everybody they can find. But, we really love Jesus. You know, I'm very active in my church, she says.
Very active in
apparently,
your church.
They think Christian active woman. Means take your panties off.
They're confusing
sexually
active with being active in the church.
Can I take my panties off is not indicative of how active you are in the church. It's the wrong kind of active.
Yes.
This man who really loves God, really? He keeps taking off your panties. Doesn't that set? This is after maybe knowing each other for,
weeks.
2 weeks.
That's a few weeks.
When a man takes off your panties in 2 weeks, first of all, something wrong with you for letting him do it. Secondly, this is not a man who loves Jesus. Good grief.
There is such a disconnect in people's thinking when it comes to who they are as a Christian and what they do sexually. There is just like a chasm the size of the Grand Canyon.
There is no sexual morality anymore.
They don't get it.
If I said I was a Christian but I killed people, people would be mortified. Mm-hmm. If I said I was a Christian but I lied, people would be mortified. Mm-hmm. If I said I was a Christian but I broke into people's homes and stole their stuff, but I tithed off of it, people would be mortified. But if I said I really love Jesus and I'm screwing my girlfriend who I've known for half an hour, nobody has a problem. You love Jesus. We have lost our ever-loving minds. And I get non-Christians. Not, they don't have a problem with this stuff. Fine, I don't yell at non-Christians. It's the Christians that irritate the snot out of me. Mm-hmm. You would think being a Christian would imply obeying the teachings of Christ, where you don't take your panties off.
Sadly, in my early days as a Christian, I had some extraordinarily Christian men who everybody thought they were oh so Christian, and they touted themselves as oh so Christian, be some of the first ones that were trying to, and I was a brand new Christian, and yet I knew when I heard it, it was like, no, this isn't going to happen. And I, being very new to my faith, was able to say, no, this is wrong, where these very super spiritual, very godly men.
They're just predators.
They were seriously trying to get panties off.
I'm telling you, the church, the Bible warns against people who claim to be Christians. They live amongst them, and they're just trying to take advantage of, the Bible says, weak-willed women.
I mean, leading Bible studies,
but we call them men of God. We call them spiritual leaders in the church.
Got me alone, and they weren't so spiritual anymore. And you know, and it was bad because I was so new to it, and I knew better. And apparently, they did not.
Well, can you imagine if it's a pastor? The pastor's taking off your pants.
Can I imagine?
Can you imagine? Good Lord. I don't know, man. I'm telling you. What do you say to that? What, and then people say, well, you don't believe in grace. Yeah, I do. I believe in the grace of the Bible. Paul says the grace of God teaches us to say no and to control ourselves. That's what the Bible's definition of grace is. Mm-hmm. No, grace is unmerited. That's not what the Bible says. Now, you can argue that it is. The Bible's definition, Paul's definition, the grace of God that teaches us to say no and to control ourselves. That was Paul's definite. This is what the grace of God does. This unmerited favor is what it does. You can still say it's unmerited favor, but that's what it does.
It's not a free pass to do whatever you
want
to do.
No, what we say, grace is, see, grace, God's grace teaches you to quit taking your panties off and say no to these people and control yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what the grace of God does. We say the grace of God says you can take your panties off and it's okay. That's what they say, the grace. They have corrupted the grace of God. Well, what many people teach as the grace of God is a bastardized version of grace. It is not grace. It is corruption. Goodness gracious. No wonder. I mean, and what's wrong with the church today? Why is our divorce rate so high? Why aren't more people getting saved? Where's the power of God? Why don't we see more miracles? I don't know. Kind of hard to have the power of God when everybody's taking their panties off.
Maybe the power of God goes
it's
when the panties go.
It's getting a little warm in here. I think I'll take my panties off. Hi, I'm Susan. Can I take my panties? Where can I hang my panties? You know, you usually hang people's coats. I was like, can I take your panties, please? I can hang them over here. This is the first date. Second date. Christian people.
You know, I've said this before, heathen or no, because I was not a Christian my whole life. Even when I was the bad little heathen pagan girl, I still never, on one or two dates or 3 weeks or whatever, I never went there. I never did that, even as a heathen, but yet these Christian girls are doing it. Come on.
Man, I don't know. Then you got women who not only let the guy take their panties off, they're taking it off for them. One guy in my church, he's dating this girl, takes her to a movie theater, okay?
Drive-in movie.
Drive-in. You know what that means? That means there's a car over here, okay. Driving, they can see in the window, right? He gets up, he goes to get popcorn. When he comes back and gets in the car, she's buck naked, completely, not a stitch. Apparently, it was very warm in there. Gee,
apparently,
it's a little warm in here. I think I'll take my panties off. And of course, he freaks out. He tells, get your clothes on.
Well, thankfully, he had the sense.
Well, thank God.
Because they all don't have the sense. A lot of guys would just take advantage of that.
Oh, she really loves Jesus. We all love Jesus. What is the difference between they think the only difference is as long as you say, I believe in Jesus. There's no difference between a Christian and non-Christian. Others, you know, like Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. I believe.
Oh, I believe in Santa Claus. That's all they got. I mean, that's their version of Christianity. They acknowledge Jesus. That's it. No repentance. No obeying God.
No standard.
No sense of morality. No anything. Look, I understand people who make mistakes. People who, I don't hate people. People do things. Sometimes You're walking along, and suddenly all of a sudden your panties fall off. What are you going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do?
Really?
Sometimes it's just panties. Your panties will fall off.
Praise God. That's never happened to me.
I'm naked now. What can I do? I understand mistakes. I understand being with... Look, I get it.
Anybody's capable of anything.
Anybody.
You understand.
Even me. I, God forbid, am capable of this asinine... But here's the difference. I wouldn't walk around saying, oh, I love Jesus. I'm a good Christian man.
And just go on about your business.
And keep on doing this. If I, God forbid, do this, and if I was the devil, that's exactly what I'd try and get me to do, so I would have no credibility at all. Scares the willies out of me. If I, in my stupidity, do something moronic, and I carry the shame of sin, at least I say, well, it was wrong, and I'm ashamed, it would cost me everything.
Mm-hmm. You'd lose it all,
but
just like that.
But not today. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you get
in people's
pants.
Well, there's people in ministry that do.
Adultery. Oh, and they go
just
on.
Think that they're supposed to go on, and they're upset that people aren't showing them the grace cutting them the slack, that they're supposed to go on with their ministry. What's the matter with all you judgmental people? You hear it. You know.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Circles.
Please, everyone watching the show, listening to it right now, you're driving around, listen, please, during the break, keep your panties on. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
This podcast of the Mark Gunger Show, as odd as it is being brought to you by audible.com. I wonder if Audible's
actually wants to sponsor it, really?
I can't believe anybody wants to be associated with this program, but apparently these psychos do. God bless them for it. Audible.com is helping to make this possible. Look, these guys are the provider of over 100,000 titles of books that they have put into audio format. What does this mean? It means there's a chance for you to learn and to read and get information in you. When you don't have time to read the books, now you can just listen to the books. And here's a great deal. If you are a listener to this program, if you'll go to audiblepodcast.com/gunger, you can get one book absolutely free. Your favorite title, whatever it is you're wishing you could listen to and you haven't had time to. You'd love to read the book. Download the book, listen to it as you're driving around. And the first month's of involvement in the program is totally free as well. So just go to audiblepodcast.com/gunger, okay? And do it today. Here it is, the Mark Gunger Show. Talking about love, marriage, and relationships, and railing on people who are so sexually immoral in churches today, who claim to love Jesus. They can't keep their panties on for 20 minutes. Again, we don't hate anybody. Look, at least if they would be honest about it. Look, I have a panty problem.
I can't keep them on.
I'm walking along. Suddenly, they're off. Maybe we should create our own Gunger version of Gunger panties. They're actually with Velcro or something.
They never come off. So they're super adhesive.
So you can't peel them off. Maybe that's what we need. Okay? At least if you come say, look, I got a problem. I keep having sex with people I barely know. And I need help. Okay.
But so many of them act like there's nothing wrong with it.
You read the emails. We really love Jesus. We're meeting this new guy. He's a real man of God, really committed to Christ. And we started having sex on our second date. Some of the first date. And these women, how dumb are you? A man who takes your panties off after the first date doesn't love Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's not just the women. These men are pigs.
Yeah.
We're going past the obvious. These guys are slime bags.
Oh, yeah. But they
love
Jesus.
Just like... poison.
They are predators. You said that.
They're predators. They float around the church trying to take advantage of weak-willed women. The Bible talks about them, and there's going to be hell literally to pay for these men someday. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm letting them off the hook. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you just got to be smarter than this. Stop. The minute some man's trying to take your pants off, he's pretty much not in the love Jesus category.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't care two wits about you, really, even if he tells you he loves you.
Oh, he really loves you. He's in the choir. Some of them lead the choir.
Yep.
Oh, he's really, just a real man of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, takes my panties off every 5 seconds I see him, but other than that, he just really loves Jesus.
I don't think so, friends.
Good Lord. All right, okay. What do you got?
A dating email. He says, my girlfriend and I are both...
Does it involve panties?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Girlfriend and I are both 19 and in college. We decided it was time to get married and have set a date for about 6 months from now.
Good for you.
Her parents... ready, have raised the concern of where and how we'll live.
Yep.
We're concerned about this too, but I don't think it's a reason not to get married. Right now, we both have low-paying jobs, but I don't think we make enough to really live on our own. There aren't many jobs where we live for us to pick new ones. So do you have any advice for a soon-to-be married couple? Right now, they're both living at home with the parents. Mm-hmm. Their jobs are low-paying, and so they know that things will be super tight, but they still want to go ahead and
marry. You talk to your parents. Ask them, is it okay if we stay with you guys for a while until we get on our feet? A loving family would say yes. If you have stupid parents, like millions of people, so-called Christian people, who criticize and attack their young people for marrying early because they've sold their soul to
because
money.
You don't have enough money.
It's all about money. They worship the God of money. Who cares what the God of heaven thinks? They'd be happier if you guys were out screwing each other. Oh, they have a problem with that. That's exactly what they think.
I know.
But don't you get married too young. Now, if you got people like that, you need to get away from them and rebel against them anyway. But talk to your parents. Maybe they are not crazy. Maybe they are an actual loving family and not just posers and phony people who will say, you know what? Yeah, you guys, you can stay with us for a while.
Yeah.
You know, for the first year or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you get on your feet?
And even so, if they both have kind of low-paying jobs, you would think combined they could find a kind of sort of cheap apartment to live in.
You should be able to find
You just
anywhere.
Don't need to live in the Taj Mahal. You don't need the flat-screen TVs. You don't need a big car. You don't need what you think you need to start living.
This is exactly true. You probably can't afford to do this on your own. You just don't have anything.
Can.
Like lots of us. We didn't have anything.
Yep.
But we had each other, and we were honoring God, and we weren't having sex immorally. We were having great holy sex. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Holy sex. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo.
Which
and
is
it was
far
fabulous.
More important.
Better to do life right in the first place and build a life together. So my advice would be talk to your parents, see if they'll be okay with you. If not, and there again, there's probably some place you can afford to live. It's just not a very nice place. You know, it's okay. You don't need to have a really, 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 really nice place. A one-bedroom whatever will do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of us, the big thing we had was a beanbag chair.
That was your furniture?
We had a bed because you got to have something.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was like an air mattress. Last time I said we had air mattresses. Our first bed was an air mattress.
See, do you know how horrifying that is
like
for people 70, to think about
78
that today?
78 cents to get an air mattress. We blew it up. Hallelujah. That was our bed.
Yeah.
We had a mattress, nice little, you know, pillows and stuff on it. You know what? Worked just fine.
Yep.
And here's the crazy thing about these parents who are opposed to this. Well, you know, we don't want to live in our house and but at the same time, they let them date in their house, shut the door. They're probably having sex in the bedroom anyway. Parents don't care.
Yeah.
So-called Christian parents, they don't care. They don't care about immorality.
Mm-hmm.
How about these young people who don't want to sin sexually? How about you let them do it right? How about we prioritize morality and God? I'm telling you, these people, they're more comfortable about women dating girls who take off their panties than they're about people getting married young.
Yeah, that just
they're more
the
concerned about them getting married young and honoring God and doing life right. That is more, this is how sick the church is. There are parents, and a lot of you watching me right now, shame on you. You are more disgusted by your young people marrying young. You'd be more okay with them taking their panties off and having sex on the second day. You don't care about that stuff. Oh, you say you do. But when it comes down to it, money's more important to you than righteousness before God. Shame on you. And I think we need a revolution of young people today that'll just as politely as they can tell their so-called Christian parents and tell them to stuff it. You know what? We're going to get married. You can't get married. You just ignore them. Just rebel against them and do life right. You young people in the church, let's honor God. You fall in love with somebody. You want to be together. That's normal. Quit listening to your narcissistic, materialistic, sold-out parents. And how about you just do life right? They're not going to like it. So what? Good grief. We're never going to stop this. We're never going to stop this. As long as, I'm telling the root of this.
As long as money comes first.
As long as money comes first and we tell young people to wait as long as possible, we're not going to stop the immorality in the church. At some point, we're going to get more concerned about what God thinks than about what's in somebody's bank account. Better the kids live in your house if need be. They're in love with each other. They want to get married. They're 19, 20 years old. Let them get married. Let them do life right. Honor God right. Stay involved in the kingdom right. Mm-hmm. Instead of getting all the guilt and stuff from sexual immorality and then having a mess. Well, some of you don't care as long as they got their career first. Shame on you. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
We are back. Mark Gunger Show. Mark Gunger along with Diane Brierley. Ross Allen Skorzewski's got boo-boos today. He's not feeling well, so he's not with us.
Okay, just when you're depressed and you think nobody in the world gets this, here's the email that will change your mind and lighten your mood. She said, Mark and gang, absolutely love your show. Wanted to share something you might appreciate. I have a 17-year-old daughter who is currently dating / courting a young man in our church that's the same age. A few months ago, he did the right thing and asked my husband's permission to go out with our daughter.
Very nice.
My husband, who is not quick to give decisions, said he would let him know. About a week and a half later, hubby sat him down, and the first thing he says is, okay, if you try to have sex with my daughter, I will shoot you in the butt and work my way up. He was very convincing.
That's my kind of man. Hallelujah.
Then he told the young man that he would have to get through me, the mom. Another week passed, and I sat down with him, told him I'm the human lie detector and that I have questions for him. Eyeball to eyeball, my very first question was, so have you been sexually active in any form? My second question was, have you ever viewed pornography? He answered both questions truthfully and without hesitation. As marriage coaches, we have seen how pornography destroys marriages and families.
Don't you think?
The young man was also informed that if he was not looking at our daughter as a potential wife material, he was not allowed to play with her. The sweet guy, who has had life throw him more heartbreaking crud than his fair, said that what he had been doing hadn't been working out and that he would try it our way. He said that he'd been watching hubby and me and that he wanted that for himself. They are planning to marry in 2 years when they're done with high school. Thanks for sticking to your guns and sharing some ammo.
Well, God bless you. Thank
you. Not everybody's crazy in the world.
Wow, there's three or four that are not out of their ever-loving minds.
Apparently. So,
well, that's encouraging.
There you go.
Praise God.
On to more discouragement. A little bit of encouragement.
I can't keep my panties on stories, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah, well, I keep telling you there's a lot of crazy in the pile.
All right.
A whole lot of crazy in the pile. Oh, we're going to be close to the end of the break here. This one's kind of short. I'll get it in.
Again, do these people not listen to this show?
I think some do and some don't.
Well, how do they,
a lot
why
of
would
people,
they email it? Why would
I've
you
said
email?
Before, find you on YouTube, you know, because that goes viral,
yeah,
or something.
I know, but they must listen to the show. How do they know about, oh, you think they email me that don't listen to the show?
Right, they don't listen to the show. They might come upon the YouTube video and then find,
or here's
it.
A
oh,
funny
I can,
guy.
Yeah, oh, he takes questions. Oh, I can ask him my question. I don't know that they ever really watch or listen to the show before they write in. But then
you,
we have...
Would you email the show?
No. No.
I mean, thankfully you do it, and that's how we have a show.
No. But then there's people...
Particularly when you email them, you know we're going to yell at you about it, but they do it boldly.
And when the ones that crack me up are the ones that say, oh, I listen to your show all the time and I love it. Or, like the lady the other day, I learned so much from it. And then they proceed to tell you 12 shades of crazy.
Off.
And it's like, really? Are you sure you've listened to this show? This show?
I don't know.
Because what do you think? Like, dear pastor, I'm fornicating my little brains out.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Dear,
you know?
Pastor. Like the guy who wrote us. Dear pastor, I'm having a hard time maintaining an erection, and it's interfering with me having sex with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Can you help me?
Can you help me? Dear pastor, can you help me fornicate? I'm thinking... What kind of a
There's
question
a huge
is that?
Disconnect there.
Dear pastor, having a hard time fornicating, can you help me? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't know what these people are thinking. Craziest things.
I know.
All right, so we'll have to wait till after the break here.
I knew we were closer. I knew you could feel the time. You're never a man of shortage of words.
He just, I'm telling you, just when you think it can't get any crazier.
It does.
And we get the next email. We'll see it right after this.
Caution. The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Summer, to stay is long enough to make anyone believe that it's never, ever gonna go.
The music of Michael O'Brien. Check out his music, michaelo.org. You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails about said Mark Gunger, along with Diane Brierley. Ross Allen Skorzewski is sick today and not here. But with the help of Nancy and Timothy, we plod on.
We proceed. I sit here and look where to go, which rat hole do I decide to take you down next? Let's go the porn route, shall we?
Oh, lovely. Yes, let's do that.
My husband and I have been married for over 20 years. We both got saved before we were married. A couple years into our marriage, I discovered he was looking at porn. He was very remorseful, asked me to hold him accountable, which I did. A couple of years. Yes, they were saved before marriage. A couple years into marriage,
she discovered
the porn. He was remorseful, asked that she hold him accountable. She did. He said that it had been a problem for a long time, but I was not aware of that when we married. He would tell...
Another reason.
Yes.
I encourage you girls, when you're dating a guy, look him in the eye. Ask him, do you look at porn?
But 20 years ago, who would have thought to ask that question?
I know, but you got to today.
You have to today. Now,
or
I
you're
going to
marry some guy and he will break your heart. And I love the fact that these parents, they sat down with the boy and said, are you looking at porn?
Yeah.
They know the disaster of this stuff.
Because they've seen it. Okay.
And if you girls would start doing that, more and more guys would stop it.
Yeah.
Because nobody asked them.
Yeah. Yeah. If they knew that they were going to have to answer that question.
If every boy in the Christian community knew that when they started dating, the first question they're going to get from the potential girl is, do you look at porn? I promise you they would stop. But you don't ask. Nobody asks. It's all secret, all hush-hush. We can't even talk about this stuff because we're Christians. Are you kidding? There's people right now having a fit watching this show. Calling their stations and you got to get him off the air. I can't believe he's talking about it. He's a very
un-Christian
man. He's so un-Christian because he's talking about panties. And then we wonder why we're such a mess. All right.
Okay, so it worked for a while when he would tell her he was feeling tempted and stuff, but off and on over all these years, it's resurfaced. So about 9 months ago, she caught him. He had something on his laptop, quickly closed it, and she tried to find it, couldn't find anything, and then eventually stumbled upon his stash. She said, I spent the next 2 days fasting and praying for wisdom, praying that you would address this on your show, which you did, which is on any given day. So I just pick a show, any show.
Pick a show,
and we talk about porn.
It's been known to happen.
Yeah. She says, I confronted my husband with the evidence. He initially tried to lie, but finally broke down and was remorseful. He said that God had already been dealing with him on it. He walked the evidence to the garbage immediately, said he'd do whatever it would take to fix the problem. Told him about a ministry, I guess accountability ministry. He said he'd look into it, encouraged him to find an accountability partner. He wants it to stay between us, but that hasn't worked in the past,
No. No. I promise you, people who act badly don't want anybody to know.
Right.
It's how the one thing that an addiction like this has to have to hold somebody in its grip, secrecy. That was Jimmy Swaggart's problem. He had this big problem, never told anybody.
That's lots of guys' problem.
I'm telling you, it destroys them. They think, well, I'll make up for it by fasting and praying and everything else. But no. The Bible says confess your faults to one another. You got a problem with this? That's pretty much in the fault category. This is where you need to confess it. It's in the confession that it breaks its power over you. As long as he keeps it secret from anybody else, it's going to hold its power over him. You've got to come clean. You got to put it in the light. The minute you put stuff in the light, it stops.
She says that he doesn't see how he doesn't think an accountability partner will help. She thinks he's incredibly computer savvy and can get around the programs. If you have the blocking programs, you can. But if you have the kind that it sends an email to somebody that tells where you've been visiting, I don't know that those are so easy to get around.
Yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of good programs. But listen to me, you silly girl. What? You women are all way too patient. Would you tolerate this?
No, but she does say
that she gets the separation part. Any woman I know would not tolerate it. My wife would strangle me. The fact that you women just sit there and reason with your husbands over these is stunning to me. It's just stunning to me. I know those of you who have no will and you're weak-willed, willy-washed women and you don't get this, you're mortified when you listen to me on this show. I don't know what you're thinking because women who have great marriages, they never tolerate this kind of stuff. That's all you got to say to him. You just move out.
Well, to me, he's had 20 years of off and on, I'm caught, I'm remorseful. I wouldn't even go let's put something on the computer. Right now, I would go, I've warned you, we've tried this, it's not working, you can't stick with it, I'm done until you can really, I would move on now.
That's what I was just going to say, I would move out. That's my first thing right now, I would move out. Yeah. Why are you leaving? Where'd you go? Where are you? It's 6 o'clock, where are you at? I told you, I'm not going to tolerate this.
But of course, she has three teenagers, and she's concerned and fearful.
You take them all, and you have a great weekend somewhere on his credit card.
Yes,
I'm telling you, all these people.
Let's go to the indoor water park for the weekend, kids, and they don't need to know.
They're also afraid. These women are also afraid of separation. When I say separation, I'm not talking some big legal drawn out. We're going to be gone for a year. That's not the kind of separation I'm talking about. The separation I talk about, ladies, usually lasts 24 hours or less.
Yeah.
3 days would be a big
deal.
But
you don't tell him that.
No, you don't tell him
that.
No,
see, that's the whole thing. Don't tell him just going for the weekend.
No,
you say, I'm gone.
No, you just say you're gone.
Yeah.
I promise you.
And then it ends up being a few days.
This is what he said.
But don't tell him.
The minute he comes home and he can't find you, and he calls you on his cell, where are you at? Mm. I moved out. Why? Because you keep looking at this phone, you won't get an accountability partner. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I promise you.
Yep.
I promise you. I'll tell you what. You do this, and if it takes longer than 3 days.
Careful. You're promising.
I was going to say, I'll pay for their weekend somewhere. I mean, I'm serious. You know, I'll pay the night's hotel room.
Yeah.
Let us know. Send me the receipt.
I would think a little bit of action at this point would.
I'm just telling you, the minute you tell him this and you say, I'm not coming home until you get an accountability, let me know when you get an accountability, but call the pastor and get accountability. It won't take 24 hours. Yeah. I'll be shocked if it takes 48. Yeah. Really stunned if it takes more than 3 days.
Not that you stay separated until the problem is fixed. You just do this to get him to move on this accountability thing.
Oh, no. I would say until he gets the accountability part.
Yes.
Yes.
Not that you're separating until he gets the porn under control.
No.
See, that's where they jump the thing. They don't think small steps.
No, small steps.
They think, I'm out of here until it's all the way fixed.
He won't do the accountability part. No. You fix this very simple. Yeah. He comes home, you're not there.
Yep.
When he calls you in a panic, why not? I told you, you need
an
accountability. As soon as you tell me you called the pastor and got an accountability partner in place, I'll be back home.
Yeah.
It won't take, I may regret this.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to make me go broke. Try not to go to a $1,000 a night hotel, okay?
Don't go to the Atlantis and the Bahamas or anything for the weekend.
Go to some nice place. I will pay up to 3 nights of you and your children at a nice, and just have them have, don't tell them what's going on.
Just say, go to the water park for the weekend.
Have a great time. Don't tell your husband where you are and just take off.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not fix this
and get the accountability
within 3 days, I'll pay for it. I'm just telling you. Which means I'll be out $500-$600. All right,
wager out there.
Then it'll teach me not to do this anymore. But I'm just telling you, these people, they don't get it.
No.
You confront him. Stop all this other nonsense you're doing. You lay down the law. Yeah. You get an accountability partner with the right software on your computer and stuff like that. No, I don't want anybody else.
Wouldn't have that discussion.
Yeah,
not, he's had too many chances over 20 years.
Who has
I would
this
not be talking about it anymore.
20
no.
years? How can
nope.
it possibly take 20 years for this?
No.
It should take 20 minutes.
He's had all of the discussions
once,
and chances
twice,
from you.
Maybe, mm-hmm. but I promise you, the third offense, my wife, that is it.
Okay. Computer software program checking, accountability partner. See when that gets in place. I'll be back.
Call me when you've got it all in order, and I promise you he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You women don't know how to separate from your husbands. I'm talking about hours of separation, a day or two, 3 days max, and you could get a guy to do almost anything because it will jerk the slack out of him. It is when you women stay in these situations nonstop, years on end, you become part of the problem. You are now the enabler. You help hide his sin with you. Do not tolerate this. Unless you want to look at porn. You want to look at porn?
Yeah.
Then stay there. Keep doing what you're doing, then quit whining about it. Buy him a porn subscription for his birthday. If you're happy with it.
No, obviously.
You know, why don't you subscribe to him and get some extra, you know, save him. Maybe they have budget plans or something. Porn websites, and you can give him the budget plan or something. Either get happy with it or get a clue, confront it, and fix it. Enough of this nonsense. Goodness gracious. Take a break.
Download your free Mark Gunger app today to see all of the latest from the world of Mark Gunger.
Wasted wilderness. Back on the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. I was just telling Diane during the break here, I'm serious. We should just start putting aside a fund. And some of these women who email us, pay. I'll just pay.
Pay for their weekend away.
Not pay if, but just flat out pay it.
Yeah.
Okay? Go 2-3 days max. I will pay for your nice little vacation away from your husband just to freak the willies out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And watch if it doesn't change. It'll change. It would save their marriages.
Yeah.
These women have got to learn.
Yep.
You don't tell him you're going for 3 days.
No.
He
you have to make it
forever.
Seem like I'm gone
I'm
until
gone.
I'll do this indefinitely if I need to, but only you know the truth of that.
And then they just call us and I'll write a check and Give him three, four, five, six, 700 bucks. And
with his concealed carry weapon at your doorstep saying, what are you paying to send my wife and kids? Oh, good Lord. I can only imagine.
That's just a few days. Girls, seriously, you got a badly acting man. You just tell him, stop. I'm not going to tolerate this anymore. You keep this up. You're going to come home. I'm not going to be here. And when he does it again, when he comes, you're just gone. Go someplace nice. Go get a massage. You take the kids, go to a nice water park. There are all kinds of nice hotels with water park. Mm-hmm. The kids don't need to know anything. Don't you dare tell the kids what's going on. Say, we're getting away. We're just going to have some fun. You guys ready? Yeah, man, it'll be awesome.
Where's Dad? He's not coming. It's just a mom and kids.
No, yeah, don't bring any friends because then they'll know. They'll be able to find that out. Just you and the kids.
Yeah.
And Dad will, when he comes home, and just wait for the phone call as you're having your toes done.
You're in the pedicure chair.
And you're just relaxing. The chair is a little vibrating massage, and your kids are having fun.
Honey.
And you say, oh, hi. Oh, just let me take this call. Hi, Bob. How's it going? What? Oh, I told you I wasn't going to be there anymore if you didn't do such and such. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, you're upset. Okay. Bye. Click. Yeah. He'll call you back. I promise you.
Yes.
You will get this man's attention. When I talk separation, I'm talking 24 hours to 3 days max.
Yeah.
These men will fold. They will collapse
again,
like a deck of cards. But no one ever confronts them. These women never confront them.
For serious transgressions. Not because he didn't take the garbage out on Tuesday night.
No, that's...
Because, you know, there's crazy women out there that'll go down there. Well, I said that take the garbage out, and he didn't, so you have to pay my weekend because you said you would, Mark Cugger.
No. First of all, I won't do it until you get the okay from me first.
Yes. Don't send us invoices unless you communicated with us what's going on. You got to play with the game on the show. Yes.
If your email makes it on the show, I'm going to start experimenting with this and try as an example to the rest of the world. So you guys can see it.
Because
they won't do it because they say, well, I don't have that $100, $300, $400. All right, I'll pay for it. Yeah. Just watch what happens.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we would absolutely put... We've done this before. We've proven when women will do this, it works.
Yeah.
It jerks the slack out of these guys. It's you women who won't confront these guys and won't separate over really bad behavior. We're talking really bad. Not he left his underwear, or he wasn't nice to me, or he didn't comb my hair the way I wanted, and he didn't kiss the cat on the way.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the guy's got a boyfriend. He's a boyfriend.
Girlfriend.
Or sometimes boyfriend. He's texting inappropriately to somebody.
Pornography.
He's looking at porn. He's taking
calling
escorts, taking some girls to lunch at work, and you told him, don't you be going to some woman work lunch. And he does it again. You tell him, don't you ever, you listen to me, you do this again. I find out you did this again.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave. He's not going to believe you because you've been a wuss
you've done
so
it
far.
All along.
You know, the minute he does it, he comes home, you're just not there.
Yeah.
You're out having a nice pedicure. For all he knows, you're leaving him forever. Yeah. That's all you let him know. I'm telling you, when I'm talking, you don't need an attorney. You don't need to worry about how you're going to share and split this, that. That's not the kind of separation I'm talking about. I'm talking, you leave, he freaks.
Mm-hmm.
And it jerks the slack out of him. He says he'll stop. You come home, he might do it again. What do you do? Then you do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Even a dog, I say this all the time, even a dog, you can get a wild animal. You can go to SeaWorld, and on certain commands, they can get gigantic whales to flip and twirl. And just, if you can get a really, truly documented dumb animal to do what you want on command, trust me, you can fix a very badly behaving spouse.
Oh, sure you can.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yes, you can. This email says, I got engaged this last month. We've been dating since the summer, and we'll be getting married sometime next summer.
All right.
It's been a long-distance relationship, I guess, but he says they're making it work out. She'll be coming back between Portland and Michigan before they marry.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of odd. The question is, should we elope when she gets there so that they'll be married when they make their drive back to Detroit? Or should they try to hold off on that and just marry when they get back?
Yeah, here's my advice. You're not going to like it. Don't get married at all. And nobody's more pro-marriage than me. You guys in these long, you don't know each other. This is the old trap. They don't know it. Then they get married and they're shocked.
He said the whole dating portion has been long distance because I asked
He doesn't know her.
Yes.
She's never seen you when you're really grumpy. You've never seen how she acts in bad situations. You don't know each other. Everything's all just BS that you've written on letters back and forth or emails back and forth to each other.
He says they've been best friends for 12 years.
Well, then he does know her. You just let me down our bread hole here.
I'm sorry. I tried to edit to not give you all the information, and then I edited too much, and then I found it again.
If you
apologize.
Know her, then I recant. Yes. But this is true for a lot of people.
Yes.
They have these long-distance relationships. They don't know each other. Yeah. And they get married and they're shocked. Don't be marrying someone you don't know. And you can't know someone in a long distance relationship. Yes. Now, backing up to this guy.
I apologize. I steered you wrong.
So this poor guy's freaking out. What? I've known each other 12 years.
He's probably yelling. No, I told you 12 years.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So now why does this guy? Because I wasn't listening to this question.
Okay, because they've been friends for 12 years. They've dated. The dating part, since they decided to take it from friends to dating, has been long distance.
All right.
So they have to get together somehow, and they'll end up together a month prior to the wedding.
Why?
Because they're trying to get located in the same city.
Why do they be together by themselves? They don't be together by themselves.
No, that's what he's saying. He wants to know, should they elope so that they don't make this trip back?
No.
And so that they don't spend the month together living before the wedding, living in sin. Because I asked him, he said they'll be living together a month prior to the wedding.
No, you shouldn't be living together prior. Don't do that.
We figure a month the longest, he said.
Don't do it.
He says they're not sexually active now, but they've only been dating long distance.
Pretty.
And then you throw those two together.
I've noticed it's really hard to have sex when there's, 1,000 miles
but
between.
I live in a whole
you can try
state.
To have sex, but I've noticed it's really a little complicated.
Yeah. You start trying to live together a month before the wedding, and I bet you won't be staying
here
anymore.
You get a friend to go with you to get her. You get a sister or something to go pick her, or fly her in, or whatever the deal is. You guys don't have any friends in your life? You'll be living with her a month before the wedding. Stop. Or if she's going to stay in the house, you stay with your parents. Oh, this is all BS, these people. Oh, it just irritates me. I'm so sick and tired of people's reasonings why they can't do the right thing. I have just had it. I can't because the barometric pressure is too high. I can't because my parakeet will be really upset. The dog and the cat don't like each other, so I don't know how to do it. I can't do it because we have to go pick her up and we have to live together. So should we just get eloped real quick? Then why are you having the wedding? And what games are you playing? Stop it. I want to hear the stupid excuses. I don't care what you do. You want to mess up your life? Mess it up. Keep me out of it. Take a break. We'll be back.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We're back. Mark on the show talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Mark Unger along with Diane Barley, Tim and Nancy making things possible. You know what the show is? This show is just a series of emails of people telling us, explaining to us why they can't do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
The excuses and the reasons. Yeah, but.
That's what the show is. Yeah. It's just an unending stream of emails from people why they can't do the right thing. We can't do the right thing because we can't afford it. Or I can't because it will be too difficult. Or because the parakeet will get upset. Or my hair will get messed up. Or, what will the mom think? And, he might become worse if I leave him. Or da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just nothing but a never-ending stream of reasons why people can't do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Look, you don't want to do the right thing? Don't do the right thing. I got news for you. This isn't affecting me other than me yelling at you people.
Raising your blood pressure, giving you something to do every day.
I'm not cursed in my life. I don't have all this poison in my life. No. The people I know don't live like this. No. You guys do this. You do it intentionally. You will not do the right thing. We can reason with you all day long about what you should do, the right thing. You've got people who've counseled you about doing the right thing. You've been to pastors who tell you to do the right thing. You're right to me on this show, but you won't.
You have to choose.
They won't do it. They just keep explaining why they can't. Yeah.
Why there's extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, I would
that
love to do the right thing, but
from,
I can't because, and then they give us their list of reasons.
Yep.
All right, knock yourselves out, man. Like I said, it's not going to affect me.
Okay, I think we can squeeze this one in. He says, I've been a fan ever since you visited my church in 2010. I was so impressed with your modern and somewhat brutal approach to being a Christian. I bought tickets for your seminar to two of my friends who were headed for divorce.
Why is this brutal? It's just...
Well, it is brutal. You describe it as brutal, too, but it is.
Everybody's
okay.
So concerned about everybody's feelings.
Anyhow, you saved the marriage of the couple he sent after he bought them tickets and they were headed for divorce. They're happier than ever today. Okay, so he's a Christian in his mid-20s, never been in a long-term relationship, still a virgin. waiting till he gets married for that. The problem is I need help because I'm attracted to both sexes. I find men and women attractive, but that does not mean I want to have sexual relations with them. He wants to know if two God-fearing Christian men spend their lives together in service of the Lord and according to his rules and avoid sex, is that still seen as a sin?
Why would that be
God condemn me for loving another man and continuing to serve him as best as I can?
A lot of guys have Christian friends. They serve God together. Any group of monks or men who were serving
God together. I'm sure they grow
God
to love each other and all of that when you're alongside somebody, but it's what you do out of that love.
When you say love, what are you talking about, dude? John.
John.
One of the apostles.
Yep.
A real man of God. Can't think of one of the apostles. John wrote in his gospel, referring to himself as the one whom Jesus loved. He literally talks about laying around with Jesus.
Yeah.
His head laid on his chest. Uh-huh. Now, obviously, that was a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Would creep the willies out of me. Yeah. I ain't laying around with any dude with his head on my chest. I'm pretty, and they weren't gay.
Yeah.
All right? So your answer is yes. Is that, of course,
can
yes.
Can you do that and just love somebody and care about them and have a close relationship but don't act sexually?
Yes.
Yes. It's possible. And it's not a sin, and God will not condemn you. If you have sex with that man, that's when you're crossing the line.
Oh, absolutely. 20. How does a guy at 20 be this confused about something like that?
Because the culture says if you feel it, you are. And you think he's confusing feelings with sin.
That's what it is. Everything's about feelings in this country.
And if he feels it, is the feeling
a lot of people, they turn gay
because
they felt something. Well, I felt it, so I must be. You know, just, you don't live by your feelings. And what's the... I got lots of friends that I don't have sex with.
I love you and I care about you, but I don't have sex with you, Gunger.
Sorry. All right. See ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.